Each year, hundreds, perhaps thousands of women in Muslim societies are murdered for allegedly dishonoring their families. In Jordan, there are about 25 a year. One honor killing there is described in a new book. NPR's Madeleine Brand spoke with the author, Norma Corey, who now lives in exile in Australia.
Norma Corey has written the book Honor Lost about her best friend, whom she calls Dahlia. Dahlia, who was Muslim, was killed for a romance she had begun with a Christian man. Norma Corey and Dahlia were inseparable from the age of 3. They lived down the street from each other, went to the American school in Amman together, and when they graduated from high school, they went into business together. Corey says she and Dahlia wanted to avoid marriage for as long as possible, so they convinced their fathers to let them open a beauty salon. One day, a handsome man named Michael walked into the salon, and soon Dahlia fell in love.
And they decided that they wanted to continue talking to each other, and I agreed to help her.
How did you do that?
That was very difficult. It took about 6 months just to set up a way to be able to have them meet. We had to orchestrate our brothers' lives and make sure we knew where they were at all times.
Because they were always watching you?
Yes.
So then how many dates did they have?
They continued to see each other for a period of a year, but within that year, I don't think they saw each other more than maybe 15 times.
And were they always with other people? Were they ever alone?
There were only 2 times that they saw each other when they were alone. All the other times they were with Michael's sister and myself.
But eventually Dahlia's family found out.
Right. She went on a picnic with Michael, and as a result some pine needles ended up in her brother's car. And so he became very suspicious and started following her around. I found out after she was murdered that he saw her holding Michael's hand in public and told his father, and his father decided that she had dishonored the family and decided to kill her.
You describe in your book a very harrowing morning when you felt something was not right, that you knew something was gravely, gravely wrong. Can you describe that?
She was scheduled to come to my house and pick me up. And when she didn't show up, I started walking towards her house, and I noticed the ambulance. At first, I just kept hoping that it was there for someone else and walked into her house. And when I saw all of the rest of her family members there, I realized that she was the one in the ambulance and knew what had happened.
She was stabbed 14 times?
12. 12 times in the chest. And he waited to make sure that she could not be saved or resuscitated before calling the authorities.
What was his reaction? I mean, you describe in the book that he was mainly angry, and I'm wondering, was there any evidence that you could see that he was heartbroken at all, that he had had to kill his own daughter?
No, he was not remorseful. He announced with pride that he had killed her, that it was an honor killing. He announced that with pride because he had had the strength to uphold the customs that he believed in so strongly.
But you confronted him.
I did. And that's something that's very forbidden. You don't do that there. I called him a murderer. I told him that she was not the one to dishonor the family, that he was, and that her innocent blood would stain his hands and his name forever, and I vowed to get revenge.
Is this your revenge?
No, this is not my revenge. I wanted revenge for a long time, but I guess what I believe the perfect revenge would be to make sure no other woman ever has to face that same fate. Article 340 in the Jordanian Penal Code states that any male relative who catches his female relative committing adultery or in a situation of adultery is exempt from punishment.
What happened to Dahlia's father?
He received 3 months, and he didn't stay in prison because the time that he awaited his trial was considered time served.
So you had to leave Jordan because of that?
I did.
You would have been killed?
For speaking out against her killing and for helping her, that makes me just as guilty as they thought she was, and I would have faced the same fate.
By your father?
By my father, by my uncle.
How did you get out?
I'd rather not discuss that because there's very limited ways that a woman can get out, and I wouldn't want to close that door to the other women that are still trying.
So you can never go back?
No.
Do you miss your family?
I do, but I wouldn't choose to live in silence there, as opposed to what I'm doing now.
Norma Corey is the author of Honor Lost, Love and Death in Modern-Day Jordan. 4 years ago, Article 340 came up for review. The royal family supported abolishing it, but the Jordanian parliament refused to repeal it, citing the need to protect Jordan's traditional values from foreign influence. Madeleine Brand, NPR News, New York.